by age? Is it a matter of education or just what?
And what are the prospects for getting to see this this final result?
Not bad, if you can read phonetic script.
No, I'm talking everything about when it's published.
But everything in it will be like this, except the introduction. In other words, this is going to be simply raw material that's been edited and put into shape. Now from this, interested scholars will refine it and say, look, we've got these features here and these features here. But I think it would be unfair for me to sit on it until I call out what I want and publish the cream and say, well, here's the rest of phonetic script.
Now let's see, government money is paying for this?
Yes.
Federal funds?
No, I don't know just what it is. I don't know if it's federal, state, or private. It might be a little of each.
Where do you get your pay?
Mine comes from university.
I see.
Now, when I'm on research, I'll stipulate that I want a particular amount of time, and I'll state why I want it, if it's feasible, and I'll say, okay. But
was this project assigned to you, or is it your own doing? I gathered it was your own doing.
It has been your own doing. To get one of these, you submit a prospectus. First of all, you state your qualifications for the project, outline the project, so that they'll know that, first of all, you're capable of doing it, and then that the project is capable of being completed. When this is done, a board meets and decides on where to...
Where is this board?
At the university. Yeah. It's a board of competent professors. I think it's about 5 or 6 men. Some may accept, some may kick out.
Well, the university, no doubt, has allocated funds for this department.
The research foundations?
Yes.
Now, this is one of many projects. This is one of the few in the humanities. There aren't many of this type, mostly in science, agriculture, things of this sort.
Now, have you picked this sort of thing as a means by which to make your livelihood? You're trained in what now?
I'm a linguist.
I see.
I took my PhD in linguistics at the University of Michigan. Now this sort of thing was done in the Eastern Seaboard, I guess I mentioned this, didn't I? From Maine to Florida. It started in the 30s. It was published for New England in 39.
Oh, I see.
The rest of the material is still in the archives.
Now where do you go from here?
Well,
when you complete this.
When I complete this, then I can sit back and look at the book and simply sort through and say, well, let's see what owl does. Let's see what the pronunciation is. Well, what is the diphthong owl? Out, cow, house, a group of words of this kind. Then I can simply go to the text itself, check my 50 informants, plot these various responses out of my hat, and say, well, what I hope is that it will be perhaps out in one place, out in another one, out in another one, and this sort of thing, and say, well, looky here now. Here we have it here, here we have it here, and here we have it here. And the next question is why?
All right.
And then for your why...
When do you find out all of this, what will you do next? Where are you going? What's your plan for your future?
Oh, you mean with this material?
No. Say this is completed. It's by the board. Then will you find something else of this nature to do?
Well, Mike, I've got some other ones I'd like to do.
I wondered if you had in mind more schooling.
No, I've had enough of that. No, I don't think I care for any more of that.
Well, private industry?
I think I'll stay teaching.
In the teaching?
Yes.
That's what I was having at.
I'm a full-time teacher.
Yes.
That's my first love. And this, frankly, I get rather sick of sometimes.
Yeah.
Because it takes me away from home.